Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, August 5th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of cannabis news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is State Roundup. Three top juvenile detention officials fired. Feds nix Maryland maglev funding. Schools see negative impact of legal cannabis on kids. Three top officials overseeing Maryland's juvenile detention facilities were fired last week after a state ombudsman published a report containing allegations of numerous problems inside those buildings. The Federal Railroad Administration has determined that the potential multi-billion-dollar investment to construct the proposed Baltimore-Washington Superconducting Magnetic Levitation Rail Line, known as Maglev, is no longer feasible. Health experts and school officials in Maryland say that the legalization of cannabis has had a negative impact on kids, with many not seeing the drug as risky. The Maryland Department of the Environment is pushing for 50% of the state's electricity generation by 2030 to come from renewable energy resources, such as solar. More than $2.3 million in state-funded repairs have been made to Maryland's governor's mansion since Governor Wes Moore moved in. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Cannabis Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.